Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 166. Today is Saturday, May 18, 2019. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me this week in the chair, hang on, let me get it right, because I'm on the other side. This way, I've got Stir joining me this week. Good morning, evening, afternoon, Stir. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello. Good, and yourself?
I'm getting there. It feels a bit weird to be pointing. I'm so used to pointing that to my right, because I've been on that side of stone for so many years, so it's a bit weird to be pointing my left. But yeah, so I've got to remember that. But anyway, welcome and thank you for this week. Really appreciate it. The other thing for something equally as exciting is our special guest this week is Moon Daisy. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lita.
Thank you. Well, thank you, one, for saying yes, and two, for coming to have a chat to us. We really do appreciate it. So first off, let's have a chat and let's find out a little bit about you, get to know you, the player behind the character.
Well, I'm a mom and a wife. I've been a wife for about 19 years. My kids are both teenagers now, which is scary. We live on a small farm and we have some pets and animals and things. I play, besides WoW, I play Neopets, Stardew Valley, Sims 3, and Pokemon. I guess that's about it.
Nice. That's pretty busy. Yeah,
that's a lot of games.
Yeah.
I've been playing games for a very long time. My Neopets account is almost 19 years old.
Whoa.
Wow. Oh, my Lord. Okay. Awesome. That must be you must have some amazing pets on that because you've been collecting for so long.
It's a very long time. I started playing, I think, the first year after they released and went pop.
Okay. Still amazing.
Yeah, okay. It's a long time. And it's an original account, which is also amazing because they have a banhammer.
Wow. That is very cool. Okay.
That is neat.
That is very neat. All right, Stir.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you take the next question for me, please?
Well, so, you know, Moon Daisy, tell us a little bit about how long you've been playing WoW and when you first started trying the challenge character.
I think I started playing WoW in the fall of 2006, but my information on my Battle.net has disappeared because of other things that I've purchased, and I don't know how else to find it. The reason I started playing WoW was because I was in a mom's group on Yahoo groups, and this mom played, and she gave me a trial code, and I played WoW for 13 hours the first night, and I've been addicted since. I started Challengers about 3 years ago, I guess. I was taking a break from raiding. I had some things going on in real life that were difficult, and dealing with, and it was something that I could do and I could do by myself, and I didn't have to listen to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we understand that. Absolutely. Okay, so
hey. Oh, but before you go on, one of the things I was just doing the other day, Moondaisy, was I was clicking around in achievements. So, you know, you're logged in, you click the little icon for achievements, and, you know, you get all those gazillion tabs, you know, like for exploring and world events and things like that. If you poke around in there, you eventually will find some of your oldest achievements, like the anniversary. So you might be able to find the... you know, the achievement for, you know, the different years of anniversary world, you know, the WoW anniversary achievements. And that might give you a feel for when you really started.
Yeah. I think my achievements are most of my achievements are after or from the beginning of when achievements were. So I don't know if my, cause my account's old enough that, because I know it was in vanilla and it was before Burning Crusades, but barely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think if you go into your account management, and you should be able to scroll back on the... There is a section there that you can scroll back to either show what your account has, you know, like the things you've purchased when you've attached, you know, the expansions and all that. It, you should be able to go right back onto that, and that should give you the date exactly when the account started. So it'll be somewhere in the account management on the in your BattleNet Blizzard account.
Yeah, it only goes back about 2010 now, which is
really
disheartening, because it used to. That's how I used to know. And I used to have it wrote down somewhere, but Lord only knows where I put it.
Wow. Well, that sucks. I didn't know. I mean, I haven't looked at mine for ages either. So that's a bummer, because I can't remember what date I started either.
Yeah. One other place to look is maybe your screenshots folder. Maybe you hit the screenshot button every once in a while, and maybe there's a few there.
I don't know. Computer switches and stuff, it might be that I probably lost some.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could message them and just be, you know, like in a help thing, and just be like, I'm trying to work out, you know, since the information's been lost or is no longer available, I really would like to know, you know, when the account was started for my own peace of mind or something like that. I mean, it's obviously not urgent and won't possibly get looked at for maybe a couple of days, but, you know, I'd be happy with that. Right? Like, it's not like it's urgent. Yeah. So if it takes them a couple of days or a week to get back to you because they're dealing with more important things, I think I would understand that. So yeah, we'll have to see. All right. So at the moment, what challenge are you focused on and why? And also, we want to know, what race class combo are you running?
Okay, right now I'm doing Iron Man mostly. I want to try some of the other ones, but I haven't yet. I'm doing a Hunter Gnome because I wanted the extra pet for DPS. And Gnome, you know, why not? It's an easy starting zone. I kind of like that starting zone. I don't tend to die as often when I'm trying to run a iron as I do on some of the other places.
I think we can understand that. Absolutely. So what's the, before I go on to the next question, do you know roughly how many irons that you've run so far over, say, the last 3 years? Obviously, give or take, but do you have a ballpark?
I think I want to say seven. I should have kept track of this, but I didn't. I want to say I've done like seven irons, but and a lot of them were hunters, but I've tried a lot of things that everybody's like, no, that's too hard, don't do that. And I, but that's me. I like to do, it's too hard, don't do that. Like the warlock thing. They're too squishy. Yeah, I've experienced,
They can be very squishy, yes.
stuff like that. That right now I'm also running. I have a an orc mage I'm also running. I'm not very good on the horde side. I don't know if it's because I don't know the areas as well. I've played several horde, but it's just like I get stuck and then I don't know where to go, or a quest is too hard. And then I it doesn't give me another quest, and if I try to go to the next place, it doesn't, it's being ridiculous right now. But I'm working on it.
If you don't get the breadcrumb quest to take you to the next area, it's like, well, I'm stuck.
Yeah, I'm experiencing stuckness on her right now. I'll figure it out eventually, or she'll die because, I'll try to do something that I can't.
Sure. Well, hey, what about so that we can get to know you a little bit better, what is your fondest challenge memory? What do you, looking back on trying the Iron Challenge, do you like the best that you've done?
I guess my first one was one of my favorites. It was just, it was, and it was before they did the whole level item squish thing and made everything different. I enjoyed it because it was something that was just for me. I didn't have to answer to anyone other than the website. I could just go and log in. And pretend that I, read everything and go through everything and be slow. I took that one specifically through Westfall, and she ended up at her demise in Westfall because I got too close to some packs of gnolls. Gnolls of three, leave them be. Don't just don't.
Gnolls of three, let them be. I love it. I love it. Hang on, possible show title there. Let me write that one down.
It's just hard. It was my very first one, and I knew she was gonna die. I knew something would happen to her. But I enjoyed every moment of her life. It was like you could go, I could go and I could do something, and feel like I accomplished something when she didn't.
So then, with leveling, what paths are you taking, like zone wise? And has this been something that you've, or are you still basically developing where you want to go? Say, if we focus on Alliance for the moment, because obviously you know Alliance a lot better. But do you know what path you want to go and which way are you taking this little baby iron at the moment?
Well, I started in the gnome area, obviously. Went over and did up to the quest in the dwarven area where, gosh, I think the Yeti cave. I finished that one, and then I skipped that one that they shoot you up in the air, and then I run into, I use the quest that takes me into Ironforge, and I go there. And then I usually take the tram from Iron Forge once I've turned that in, and I go to over to Goldshire and I do the Goldshire quests. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I skip, there's a mine quest of one of them that I skip, and then I go over to Westfall and I work my way over there. And it used to be I would then I don't go to Redridge ever.
Good. Redridge.
Redridge is bad. I go and do some of the stuff in Duskwood, but I don't enjoy that area at all. I think the quest mobs are too close together for a lot. And the farthest I've ever gotten is STV. Mm-hmm. And I've had one iron that made it to 30, and she died just after 30 because I got attacked by a panther. Mm. That, and then a second panther came out of the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Panthers and STV.
And I,
ouch.
And I died.
Yeah.
And
in fact,
that was.
Or try to get the boss tiger panther and all those spawns come along and you're like, oop.
Yeah, I had a really hard time over there. I was really upset after she died. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I was doing so well, and it was up until that point and just out of nowhere, and she just splat and she was gone. And I spent a lot of, it took me a while to re-roll mm-hmm. an iron after that one.
The first death can be very hard. Like it, I think we all feel that to a certain degree. Some people can pick it up quite, you know, get back on. But I know that when I lost my very first iron, it did take me a little while to come around to it, and it hurt. So we do understand that it's not pleasant at all.
That one specifically hurt, because I've had other ones that have died and I thought, you know, oh well, and I just go and re-roll, it's not a big deal. And now this time when I decided to re-roll after my last recent death, I re-rolled two at the same time, so now I think I'm breaching onto an addiction.
Yeah. No, that's a backup. We all have backups. Look at Assy. He's probably got a dozen backups.
Mm. Just ready. Just in case. Just in case. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's, you know, going to be my best bet, to have, you know, a backup to use, you know, when something dies.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or at least roll your spare during Dark Moon Fair, so you'll have some coin ready mm-hmm. to go in your storage box and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love to go do that when, you know, Dark Moon Fair, and get all my.
Yeah. Well, do you have, you know, you've mentioned now a couple of deaths, and sounds like any of them are the most embarrassing for you? I mean, like you're almost, and you just don't even want to share it. But I think my worst one was when I drowned. It, you know, really, drowning, you know, that shouldn't be a mm-hmm. way to die.
A drowned rogue, sir. Drowned
rogue. At least I was, yeah. Yes, but at least I wasn't a drowned druid. That would be worse. That would okay. be the worst.
My worst, or my most embarrassing, I guess, is I was on my Torin Shaman. She was my first Horty iron, and I died. I was doing well. I died because I fell off of a ridge that I thought was just a little walk down, and it was steep enough that it, and it was like, and it was in the goblin area near Ashara, and I just like walked off. I just walked right off the edge.
Wow. Yeah.
Ouch.
Huh. Fly. be free?
Yeah. Yeah. There was like, you know, nothing to save me either. She just slid and just kept sliding. Mm. And I'm like, oh no.
Yes.
Yeah. She totally, totally wiped on that one. I was like, no.
I think we've definitely all had those.
Yeah, you know, whether you walk off the plat. Remember the first time you walked off the platform at SHAT, you know, where that that elevator, the platform that goes up and down, and you think, mm. oh, I missed it. Well, I'll catch up with it. Oh, you catch up with it, all right, in a deadly
at
way.
At the bottom, yeah, at the bottom.
Good old Scryers and Aldor, hey, that was always fun. Absolutely. Well, even if you think about it, Undercity. Please don't even get me started. Every time I take a challenge tune through Undercity, I'm still like creeping onto the elevator, like, please don't move. Just do it, you know, just please get me down safely. Because nothing quite like those elevator bosses. They do absolutely sting. Yes. So what about for you, Moon Daisy, any tips or tricks? Like, what would you say to anyone who wants to give the challenge a go? What would you say might be a good tip or trick for them?
I say just do it. Just jump in there. You know you're going to die the first couple of times, at least. Or for me, 7 times.
That would be a show title, too. Yep. You know you're going to die.
You know you're going to die, and it'll either be heart-wrenching or hilarious. It might take a while, but it'll be hilarious eventually. My other tips are Knolls of Three, leave them be. It's my greatest tip. It's how I lost my first challenger, and it's the only thing. If you're in Westfall, just stay away from the packs of three of them. You can do all the questing. You just have to skip any packs there because they're brutal.
True.
And keep a list of all your tunes, what you did. I wish I'd have done that now. Places I went and things I skipped. I keep notes of every game that I play. I have 3 ring binders of notes from all of my other games, and I've never kept anything for my irons, and I don't know why.
Nice. Well, that's all right. I've got notebooks, like you obviously can't see, but I've gone down to the A5 size now. I have got heaps of notebooks from WoW going right back. Admittedly, there's a fair few with challenge tune stuff in, but yeah, I just have stuff everywhere. Absolutely. All right. Well, any other questions that you can think of, Stir, for Moon Daisy at the moment?
No, it's always fun to hear other perspectives like Moon Daisy's on how they approach, what zones they miss, you know, keep notes, you know, you're going to die. I mean, that's a classic. So that, yeah. Well, thanks for sharing, Moon Daisy, on all that.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks for inviting me. I enjoy doing this. This is, you know, a fun other way to play WoW.
Absolutely. It gets under your skin, and it is just something that we love to do, you know, for something a little bit different. Stripping down a character to bare bones it's not an easy way to go, especially with how the world of Azeroth is at the moment. So, you know, it's a jungle out there. So it's good that we've got these things that can keep us on our toes as well. So let's talk about your week, because I know I'm really intrigued to hear how you're going. We know that you've been doing some other things, Moon Daisy, other than playing your iron. And one of those things is fishing. Tell us how your fishing's going.
Fishing. I'm fishing for the Great Sea Ray, mm-hmm. in Battle for Azeroth. I was hoping it was going to be something like the pawn nettle, which I thought was absolutely ridiculous at 3,033 casts that I finally got my pawn. Currently, I'm at 17,313 casts, which is about 37 hours and 47 minutes of quality fishing time.
Oh my God. Wow. I just don't even have any words.
And I still don't have it.
So they changed. Wow. When did they change it? In 8.1.5 or 8.1? They changed it because that the drop rate, like, I'm not even going to tell you what I got, but it was quite under 3,000 when I fished it up, most definitely. So they changed it in one of the last patches, yeah? And it was supposed to be, what, a minimum of 10,000 casts? Was that what they were saying?
Yeah. My rarity, which is one of the add-ons that I use for fishing, says that it's 1 in 10,000 casts. So right. I am well over 10,000.
You are well
My unlucky is like at 85%.
Wow. Wow. This is why we can't have nice things. You know?
Yeah.
37 hours. You should be 120 on your iron.
Oh my
Well,
Lord.
I should be. Well, there's other things, you know, that I've not done in WoW because I'm almost obsessed. And then this past week, I've decided I'm only fishing for 2 hours a day.
Yep.
Period. When that 2 hours is up, I'm done. And then I go and I play my iron for 2 hours. And I go and I do something else for 2 hours. I go, you know, handle other life situations for two hours.
Otherwise, you just really do go insane with it. That's amazing. Stone said that they must have changed it about a week after it launched. I think it might have been a little bit after that. But yeah, that is wow.
And the sad part.
Amazing.
The really, truly sad part is I've only been tracking with Rarity for a month. And I have been actively fishing. As I quest and as I was leveling my tunes and different things since the first day of Battle for Azeroth.
Oh my Lord. Okay, so technically it's going to be well above that. Rarity is such an interesting add-on. I love it. And I also hate it because it does, you know, bring up those things that you look at the stats and you're like, really? RNG? Really? Really? You're really messing with me now. So, oh, Moon Daisy. Oh, damn. But I think it's really good that you've, you know, breaking it down to, okay, I'm only going to fish for this period of time. Because the obsessive part, you know, you could get really, I know for me, it can get to a point of making it go the other way where it's then once you've got it, like you've over, what's the word I'm trying to think of? You've overdone it with what you're trying to achieve. So I think restricting it's a really good idea.
Yeah, I had to. It was affecting mostly it was affecting my sleep pattern, which is I usually try to go to bed by like 11 at the latest now. And I was staying up until 2 or 3 in the morning, passing my husband in the hallway on his way to work.
Oh no. And is he like, does he play WoW or no?
He plays some when he can. Spring and summer are his busy season at work. Okay. So sometimes he's working 5 12s and an 8. So he works 6 days a week, depending on, you know, what they have, what they're running, and how much it. So he plays WoW. He's the reason that I game, kind of. I've played games for a long time, but he got me to play the original Warcraft.
Oh, okay.
Way back.
Yeah.
When we first started dating, he was playing that. So just over 20 years, we've been together for just over 20 years.
Wow.
I think we started dating in 98, if I remember right. And he was a gamer. The guys that he lived with, he was in a house full of guys that, mm-hmm. They made their own like LAN system in the house, you know, just all the things. There was all these guys and they all were doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were happy, you know?
Yeah.
So if you ever get this great C-Ray, one, we will all know it because we will hear the scream of elation around the world. And two, you'll go full circle. You can start dating your husband again, right?
Yeah, I could. Yeah, totally do that. Yeah, because I'm at this point where, well, my husband and I were going to start a team iron, and I started fishing, and he's like, doesn't want to bother me when I'm fishing because he's afraid.
Be very afraid.
Yeah, I can understand that. All right. Well, I mean, obviously that's awesome. So he's understanding of the concept of obviously RNG and, you know, the time, the effort and everything that goes into WoW, which is great. It really is fantastic. What else have you been doing this week?
I've been working on my little iron, and I've got her currently at 13. Mm-hmm. We've had no red flashing screens yet, which has been amazing considering the last three that I've just murderized before now. That I had two that didn't even make it on the... I had one that I died from. It was like I was server sharding, and it sharded three different times while the screen was trying to load, and I'm like, what is this? What is going on? And she came back dead because, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we can definitely empathize and sympathize with that for sure. But still, 13, taking it slow is a good way to go. Like, there is nothing wrong with taking it slow on any of your challenge tunes. It's not, you know, they're a solo challenge, aren't they, Stir? It's all about, you know, you want to get from 1 to 120 as safely as you can. And if it takes you, you know, way more than 37 hours of play to do it, then so be it. It's okay.
Yeah, or three expansions. It takes two expansions anyway for one of my tunes. So you know, go at your own pace.
Exactly. All right. Well, best of luck with the fishing, and thank you for sharing. Cause amazing, over 17,000 casts. Come on, RNG. Let's all send Moondaisy some positive RNG vibes. I think she well and truly deserves them. Okay. Stir, what have you been up to? How has your week been?
Oh, well, hey, listeners, if you need a bio break, just hang on because this isn't going to take long at all. So I've been working on the Rogue, I started the Rogue on May 1st, and so which is kind of cool because you can just look at the calendar and go, oh, it's been 18 days. So 18 days, I'm at 78. So that's not bad. I mean, I know there's some folks in the contest that go a lot faster, but you know, Rogue, Melee, I'm gonna say, well, it's a little bit harder, but so up to 78. And you know, there's a couple of observations. Mm-hmm. One, the 1 to 59 is just brutally slow. So for all of you new players out there who have started a tune, you started the challenge and you're going, oh man, you know, this is slow. Yes, it is, even for those who have been doing this for a long, long time. So don't despair. It's just mm-hmm. baked into the system that the 1 to 59 is just slow and sluggish, and you know, it's just tedious. And so, but grind through it, because when you hit 60, it's like you put it into overdrive. I mean, mm-hmm. I went from 60 to 70 in just 2 days. I mean, it was like it just flies. Wow. So many ways of getting points open up, because you get flight. Mm-hmm. So discovery is so easy. Being a rogue, I would just swoop down and grab treasure chests. You get so many more dailies. You can almost skip Outlands from a questing point of view. You don't even have to quest in Outlands. Mm-hmm. Just go over there, discover, grab chests, maybe do a few of the little non-combat quests, you know, like go get a dirt soil sample and go get some mm-hmm. Zeppelin parts that goblins have scattered all over. You don't have to fight your way through Outlands yep. anymore. And so it just goes, it is like a breath of fresh air. So for those of you who are below 60 and you're grinding through, just keep at it. You'll get there and you're going to love it. It is just... It's just wonderful. So, yeah, so that's what I've been working on. But, okay. you know, with Moon Daisy talking about how long and how many casts she has done for fishing for that great sea ray, it got me to thinking the other day of, and it's almost a running joke in our guild of, you know, we see all the regulars who sign in, and all of us usually do the dailies, you know, for the where we're at. Like if you've made it above 40, you'll go to winter spring and you'll do the cub daily. Mm-hmm. Once you hit 30, you can go do plants versus zombies. And so that got me to thinking, plants versus zombies, because I'm so tired and sick of Plants versus Zombies. I can do it with a broken keyboard, a broken mouse, one hand behind my back, and it's just, but you do it because it's safe, simple mm-hmm. points. It's like there's no risk other yeah. than getting there. And yes. and yes, if you're 30, getting over to Hillsbrad can be a challenge. But mm-hmm. if you figure out your own path for getting there safely and skirting you know, the creatures between you and the farm, it's worth the points. And the reason you're going to do PVZ is because it's good until 120 and, mm-hmm. you know, it's a bubble you know, it's a solid bubble. So I got to thinking, well, how many times have I done Plants versus Zombies? And so I started looking at it, you know, it came out with Kata, mm-hmm. like November, that was November, what, 2009, that Kata came out. So the last quarter of 2009. So, and I've been doing it practically every day, sometimes three times a day when I had three tunes going at the same time. Sometimes, missing a, I know, missing a day. Yeah. So I figured it out. Here's the numbers. Okay. 8 years. Daily for 8 years, subtracting out a few for real world, mm-hmm. I figured out I've done Plants versus Zombies on my various tunes 2,880 days, or 2,880 times. Now, so you damn. Go, well, damn is right, and that's why I'm sick of it. It's, if you give me a birthday cake and it's got a picture of the little farm with the plants on it, I'm going to barf. It's just, I don't want a cake looking like Plants versus Zombies. Thank you. Did you know, being you with your notebooks that you've going back, and Daisy, you know, Moon Daisy keeping track of all the casts, and me, I counted how many zombies on average come out during a game. Well, it works out to roughly 75 zombies.
Really?
Each time you, yep, really?
Wow.
Each time you play it. It's roughly, it's really close to 40 zombies each wave, and you get two waves. Okay. And it will vary a little bit. Sometimes the big dudes like Stitches don't come out, but then a whole bunch more of the medium-sized guys come out. Well, if you do the math, that means I have killed 216,000 zombies. So if I'm not on good terms with zombies, you know why. Because I am a killer of zombies. Okay. So
that should be a achievement title right there, I think.
216,000 dead zombies.
Oh my lord.
But how do you kill that which is not already, well, never mind. Anyway. Well, 216,000. Yeah.
Yeah. The only way you can kill it, sir, really, is you just don't go and do that daily. And at the moment, it's like part of your soul. I'd have to say, really, 8 years. 8 years. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, 8 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah, sure.
I don't even have words. Between your Moon Daisy's fishing and your zombies, I'm... Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to be really pretty boring then to tell you what I've been up to.
And for our listeners, now's a good time to take a bio break.
Well, I would suggest, I have been a little busy this week. So let me just, you know, we'll just get a top off of the coffee for Stone. There we go. That's for him in particular. There we go. Yeah. Okay. All right. So this week I've managed to do, so my Tauren Hunter that I had started, my iron. And this is, Moon Daisy, this is a trick that I did a couple of months ago when I did, I killed off one accidentally, of course, and I ended up rolling the new one, well, another one when Dark Moon Fair came up, because I went and did the things and she started off with 10 gold. And I left her at level 10 until I was ready. Then I went and killed the big girl, and hence she was there ready to go. So that was good. It was like, I don't have to start. I've already done that. So I took her this week from level 10 to level 21. So she's not doing too bad. I'm doing Horde this time around. So we will see. At the moment, I am... Oh, that's right. I went to Silver Pine. Well, I did... Turtles Fall, and then I went into Silver Pine, and I did tempt fate with Agatha. I took her over to Fenris Isle, and we pulled the first one, which I managed to kill okay. So, you know, in the keep where you've got to go upstairs and they're elite.
Yeah.
And then the second one, I pulled the second one, and as I was killing that, somewhere another one padded in, and I was like, oh dear God. So I left Barista, my pet Barista, I left him to defend, and I took off, and him and Agatha kept going, but I was like, I'm out of there. So I've left Silver Pine. It's not worth trying to get through that quest. It really isn't. So I'm really heartbroken because I want to finish Silver Pine and I can't. So we went over to Northern Barrens. So there'll be heaps of quests there. So on the fun side, pacifist side, we have got the baby Passy hit 20. So on my Tauren Druid, she hit level 20. So super excited about that. And on my big Passy, we hit 69, which was awesome. So I am doing dailies for her in Stormwind and in Dal, in Old Dal, and Sholazar picking. So basically just up and down the waterways, which is pretty, pretty good. So I'm really super happy with how she's going. And then the bloodthirsties this week. So I did get through a few. So my little gnome warlock hit level 20 last night. So I got a couple of levels on her. Luck Modan for the win. Thank you very much for all the rares being up except for the Geo Shaper. She was nasty and didn't appear for some reason. And then we went into Wetlands and I think I needed two rares in Wetlands to get her to ding to 20. So we're at 677 kills on her. My Dark Iron Warlock, we took her from 24 to 25 this week. No problem. Seriously, the Warlocks really, no problems. She's at 259 kills. Last night, because I did a bloodthirsty run last night, and one of the last ones I jumped on was my my little dwarf Pally. And she was level 25. We have had some fantastic near misses on her as her leveling has been. I am not a huge Pally fan at small levels. I really suck at Pally. Like, get me to 120 and I'm kind of okay. Give me Proton, I'm okay. But leveling them, I really suck. Gnawbone in Wetlands and an extra killed her. It was a glorious death. That's all I can say. It was quite glorious. So she's dead.
Yeah. The guild coroner, coroner went over to pick up the tune, but there was just a big pot of soup there. So yep. Sorry.
I think they were barbecuing her where they're, you know, the little camp there. So anyway, you get that. So it's just like, not really concerned. I haven't rolled my next tune yet, but that's okay. We're kind of like, these things happen. So then I did play my Lightforged Hunter and we got from 37 to 38. I was running her through Western Plaguelands. Love Western Plaguelands. So that was good. I can't remember what the kill count on her was. But then I also took my Big Night Elf Hunter out last night and she went from 64 to 65. So Stone last week had said he found this really good spot over in Howling Fjords where I can't remember the name of the alliance, where you come into Vengeance Landing or whatever it is. And he found a really good spot. And I went over there and tried that. And for me, I didn't feel very comfortable with it. So I gave it a little bit and I was like, I'm not happy here. I actually found a really, really good spot in Zoldyrak. So near Light's Breach, there is a section called Rageclaw Den. And in between where the trolls are and all of that and where the, you know, where the flight path is, there's a section and there's a lot of NPCs there and all they're doing is pulling trolls and the various mobs and killing them. So I popped over there and there's like two and three coming at a time, sometimes even four. And as a hunter, I'm just shooting. And we've got no real problem at all. So depending on how far down its hit points are, obviously, is how much XP. But it's just like, it's just continuous grinding. It was fantastic. And I got pretty much the whole level up to 65. So she dinged 65 last night. We are at 4,217 kills on her. So I was quite happy with that. Yep. And it just was a good spot.
That's a lot. This is just 1 week? All this?
Yeah, 1 week. No. This is total kills. Total kills that she's done to get to 65.
So no, I mean all these tunes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is
I'm a serial killer. I do one tune at a time.
I know. I can't do that. Stone always tells me, focus, leader, focus. My focus is I have to play them all. That's my focus. Isn't that Stone? He's going to be yelling at the computer right now. Anyway, yeah, so it's been a relatively good week. So other than one death, but you know what? I just go, well, it's only one death. Could have been worse. It could have been them all dead. So so I'm quite happy with that. All right. Let me find, where's the bumper? Here we go.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Yay! Okay, we got it. So, news for this week. We have got Classic WoW is releasing on August the 27th, confirming there will be API, but they believe it will not be ready for launch. So, no Classic Iron Challenge tracking until this happens. Rules will still be online. So, that's come from Stone. So, until obviously we get more information. But very exciting. August. It's not that long away. 27th. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. State of the challenges. So we haven't got any other news. So let's go straight into how people have done this week. So, Moon Daisy, can you take the irons for me, please?
At number 10, we have Galdowin at 66. At number 9, we have Juan Moore at 67, but apparently he passed. So, yeah. 8-9 is 67. 7 is Evilster at 78.
Well done.
Yeah.
Paramist is number 6 at 80. Number 5 is Zalulenol at 81. Number 4 is Nemesis at 85. Number 3 is Feralric at 86. Number 2 is Traysbergritz at 93. Number 1 is Shinari at 119.
Yeah, and that wow. Shinari is also a rogue, so you go, rogue.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Nice. All right, sir, take the bloods away, please.
Sure. And I was going to play my bumper, which is Rogues Rule, Hunters Drool. Oh, never mind. All right.
that's for Azzy, isn't it? That is for
Azzy, yeah. Okay. Zaya Bera, number at 45. Solfist at 51. Bloodzorts, 58. Hey, Zorts, cool. Round Orc Iron Man hit 60, but unfortunately, RIP. Sorry, dude. I can see there's been some editing of the show notes by Stone.
Somebody.
Sang. I'm not going to pronounce that right. Singing a song is Stone, Sanguist Stone, 63. Hey, look at you, Blood Lidar at 65. Soul Snuffer at 70, Blood Trap at 72, Soul Stoned at 80, and Soulful Paw at 99. So that, you know, that's actually a pretty good list. Only one death. So
yeah.
Go Bloods. Yeah.
Well done. Absolutely. Go Nisi as well. So nice to see she's been busy this week. Awesome. Okay. So Pacifist, who have we got, Moon Daisy?
At number 10, we have Passing Stone, level 47, with also some editing to the note. Number 9 is Eek at 48. Number 8 is Awesome Blomster at 52. Number 7 is Calionia at 54. Number six is Fairy Pot at 57. Number five is Herbalisa at 68. Number four is Passylita at 69. At number three is Passifist at 70. Number two is Zaya Passy at 74. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And number one is Silent Herber at 94.
Nice.
Well, yeah. Good Silent job. Herber. Yeah, Silent Herber signs into the guild all the time, and so we see him. And so it's good to see you're slowly getting on up there. Mm. You keep going.
Nice. Okay. Tinster. Who we got this week?
Okay. Our very own Worm Rest Accord, Lucy Lynn at 29, and Tendra Gunas at 30. Mm-hmm. Iron Ball at 31, Cammy, 32. Hey, you know, Cammy, thank you for having a name that is pronounceable. You know, we appreciate that here in
right?
in podcast world. Yeah. Better 10 at 34, QQ at 36, Gazton at 39, Farin at 60, Andrel at 60, and Round Orc Iron Man at 60.
Nice.
I guess because he died up above, so made it into a 10. So good. That's yes. By the way, that is a really good strategy, and Lucy's done that and others. Mm. And that is if you lose a iron, turn it into a 10, and you can do several things with it. With that 10, especially scouting, you know, because you're at the point where, okay, well, if I die again, I don't care. I mean, I don't want to, but if I do, it's not as painful. But use your 10s as a scout and test out those named bosses and difficult quests and especially vehicle quests. Don't you hate vehicle quests? Because they always do something to you.
Something
so
stupid.
Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. No, very, very good advice there. Okay, let's have a look at greens. Moose Daisy, who we got?
At number 10, we have Ferris Shammy at 68. 9 is Lil Bit Verdi at 72. 8 is Eva Green at 72. 7 is Green Russ at 83. Number 6 is 9 at level 86. And number 5 is Ivana at 87. And number 4 is Fair Verde at 91. At number 3, Shalreya at 97, who also is RIP.
Ow.
Sorry about that. At number 2, we have Zaya Gillis at 102. Number 1 is Execute at 103. All very good.
Wow.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool. Yeah, and, right. You know, Execute is one of those to watch because that guy, he's got some pretty good skills. He levels pretty darn fast, and he shares his findings too. So it's fun to watch him when he's online.
Yeah, awesome. All right, teams. What have we got for the Teamster? You can take it away, please.
Okay, I love these titles. Tricky Dwarfs. They're over in the EU. They got up to 23. But unfortunately, they had a death, so their team effort was brought to a stop. Also at 23 is Shintorix. At also number 23, boy, 20, okay, everybody take notes who's playing teams. If you get to 23, be careful, because we've got three deaths now at 23. The third The other death is not invited to Beta. They made it to 23 and died. Mm-hmm. And the Iron Multi-Boxer also died at 33. Mm-hmm. And that, by the way, those multi-boxing is fun to watch. It's kind of, and that's where the hello, hello, hello came in, because they'll log into the guild and suddenly you'll see five people go pop, 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 has come online. And you're like, really? Okay. Or you're killing something and you see five people instantly go offline and you're like, oh crap, the server's crashing. You know, when you see that many people going offline, you're like, oh no. Mm-hmm. But it's just them multi-boxing. So anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. And blood teams, none this week.
I don't think this week.
Yeah. And and let's see what's going on in green teams. Just one. 50 Shades of Green, and they hit 30. So that's about it.
Wow. Awesome. Okay. Well, at least, you know, some of the teams have been busy this week, which is fantastic. All righty. Well, obviously, commiserations. It looks a bit rough across the board for our challenges this week. So commiserations to everyone that we did lose this week, and well done to everyone for leveling, giving it a go as well. So good luck on the upcoming week. Okay, now where's the bumper? It's probably right in front of me. There it is. Okay, here we go.
This just in, it's chit chat.
Yay, we found it. Okay, so this is the section where we talk about where we get our tips, tricks, questions, puns, jokes. Yeah, sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're not. Azzy, looking at you this week, I hope so. I haven't read it, so I don't know. But yeah, this is where we do all of the things. So let's start off, as is tradition, with Moon Daisy, our guest, to read Azzy's joke pun. Good luck, Moon Daisy.
Okay, from Azzy. Why do cows have hooves instead of feet?
I don't know.
They lactose.
That's a courtesy giggle.
It's cute. It's cute.
It is very cute.
It is very cute. All right. Thank you, Azzy. We always appreciate them. It was a very cute one. So thank you. All right. So first off, I'm going to take this one from Jade in Discord. Does anyone know if glyphs are allowed? Yes, they are. They're cosmetic, so they are fine. I'm pretty sure glyphs are also mentioned in the FAQ. Just saying.
What? We have an FAQ?
Yeah, we do have an FAQ. And rules and FAQ. Don't forget, if in doubt, FAQ it. There we go. Hey, look, that could totally be a thing, Stir. Just be like,
it could be a thing.
Yeah, I know. Stone's probably.
I'm
just going
to put that in the guild message of the day. Have you read the rules? Enough said.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, Stir. Yeah. Next one, all please.
Okay, some from our very own multi-boxer in Discord, and I'm paraphrasing his question a little bit because it kind of came in on both Discord and in guild chat, but essentially the gist of it is a white weapon dropped from an NPC, mm-hmm. and it's a white but it has one of those green plus 10 stats to it. I think it was like a plus 10 herbalism, and for a shovel or a spade or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, well, can I equip it? And, you know, you stop and think, okay, that's probably not explicitly said in the rules, because we did try to simplify the rules and they were just getting too long and too long to read and stuff like that. So while the item might be white or gray and permitted from that perspective, you got to remember that Blizzard's Armory may report it as an enchantment, which would, of course, then get you flagged for a rule violation. Mm-hmm. Or it might be white today. It might be green tomorrow. All the pros would skip equipping something like that. And it also kind of gets to the you know, it's better to be safe than sorry when you equip those kind of items, and just stick to ordinary whites and grays. Mm-hmm. And remember, and this is where some of the argument came from, you know, in the chat and in Discord, is, well, yeah, but Wowhead says it's this, and some of the other third-party sites, and just remember, it's Blizzard's Armory. That's the only source. That's the Bible of data. So if Blizzard says it's enchanted, it's enchanted, and you're flagged and you're DQ'd. So just keep it like that.
Yeah.
So,
and we've had it in the past, haven't we, Stu, where there have been whites that have gone to greens due to patches or whichever that there was no report on, you know? So that's always, that's always a concern. So you've just got to be careful. So if in doubt, leave it out. Like, really?
Exactly. Like,
do you really need to worry about it? There are other things that you can find up. Most, there are lots of vendors around that you can get vendor gear for your gear as well as your weapons. So, you know, so just remember that. But if you do something like that, then you don't want to be flagging yourself either accidentally, but... Yeah, so good question. It's a good reminder for us all, I think, to always remember Blizzard's Armory is the rule. Like, that's the level. So if they say it's something, that's where it is. So just always remember that. All right. Yeah,
and you know, kind of getting to the soapbox part of it is that is, you know, the whole spirit behind the challenge is to get out there. You're practically naked. You don't die, you know, all those basic things. And it's kind of like a minimalist kind of view of the world. So if you get a drop, even if it's white or gray and it has a green stat added to it, there's, you know, from the spirit of the challenge, that right there says, that's more than a white or a gray. So don't use it. Hmm.
And I think that's what we need to remember is the challenge isn't something that you're going to do overnight, guys. This is not something that you're going to whip up in a week. It is a challenge for a reason. So, you know, you play accordingly. There are times, like Moondaisy was saying before, slow and steady. There are times when, yeah, you might knock out a few levels and feel like you're really going fast. And then there's times where it becomes really grindy. And obviously, depending on what challenge you do, the levels of all the different challenges. But it's not something to, you know, if you're rushing to get to 120, this is where you're going to make mistakes. So just, you know, slow and steady, you'll get there. Use your scouting, all of that. There's lots of information. There's a lot of people around with the forums and all of that that you can utilize to get information as well. So slow and steady is the way to go. All right.
Definitely.
Moondaisy, we've got something from Dave the Hunter. So can I get you to read that one, please?
Dave the Hunter says... You know, my flat earth friend decided to walk to the end of the world to prove it's flat. In the end, he came around. I hate how well this joke played out. No need to hate it. After all, the only thing flat earthers have to fear is sphere itself.
It looks good in print.
Oh, thanks, Dave. It is cute. Okay, thank you. I think I have to say, Azzy and Dave have both done cute jokes this week. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
Yeah, they upped their game a little bit this week.
Yeah. You know, you guys have got a level. This is the level. Cuteness is good.
Yeah.
You know, reach that next week as well. Okay.
So
Go for it, sir.
From Ravine on Twitter. Hi. I already unlocked the Kaltiran humans, and I want to do an Ironman with him, but it starts with green. What should I do? Well, take the greens off and do it right away. And don't log off until you've done it. Don't even move. Don't go from one zone to another.
Exactly.
Don't do anything that would trigger an armory update, which, as most of you know, that if you switch zones, if you log off, if you do anything like that, it will trigger an armory update. So if you want to use it, fine, but get naked right away.
Yes. That's probably the big...
That's what she said. Oh, was that Assy saying that? Never mind.
That's a good one. I like it. But yeah, that's probably the biggest thing to remember with any of the allied races, if you're doing irons on them, is as soon as you make them, get rid of the gear. Don't move. Just get rid of the gear. And then you're safe to log out. Because as Sturr said... if you log out, your flag, that's it, done. So remove it first before you go or do anything. All right, so from Fengarel on Twitter said, where do I go to get some information on doing Ironman Challenge and rules? Okay, so you can go to wowchallenges.com. This is the website for all of your challenge information. As well, you will find the rules on all the different ones. And guess what? We have something called an FAQ. Please read it. Please read it. The rules and the FAQ. Okay? So read both of those. There is heaps of information there as well. And you can check the forums. All the links are through on the wowchallenges.com website. Alrighty. From Kerry. Okay, this is from Kerry. Okay, this is Stones Kerry. Why did that milk turn blue? Because the cow was sad.
Dead Stone, silence.
Can you please tell your wife it bombed? Tell her it bombed. She needs to up her game. Just saying. Why did that milk turn blue? Because the cow was sad. It's not funny. I get it, Stone.
And this week, in fact, it might have been last night or tonight, there's going to be a blue moon. It's been in the internet news about a blue moon. So I was looking at it from that perspective.
It's like, okay.
Because it's that time of the year or something. I don't know.
I don't know. It was full moon last night here for us. And it certainly was magnificent. Like, finally seeing the moon through the clouds, because it's been really cloudy and rainy. But full moon has its own fun and games. So all right. Okay, any questions from the chat room? I'm just trying to have a look. I can't really see anything. Oh, fair, here we go. You do need to keep a mining pick in your bag in order to mine, but you do not need to equip it. It does have a plus 10 mining on it in green text. Okay. Thank you, Fair, for reminding on
but
that.
But you don't have the equipment. That's the important thing, is don't equip it. Just leave it in your bag.
Exactly.
Or if you're the purest, you know, the purest Iron Man, then don't. Get rid of it, vendor it.
Yeah, exactly. Zort says, can we please stop with the puns? You know that's not going to happen, Zorts.
No, we can't.
No, exactly. I was going to say, what's the saying with, if you can't beat them, join them, Zorts. Let's see. I'm just throwing out a little challenge for you, Zorts. Just saying. Okay. I'm not going to say that one stir unless you, because I, words. Can you say what Azzy said, has written?
So how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck would chuck wood? And I'm thinking maybe a cord of wood. A cord is a form of measurement over here. I don't know about it over there. So never mind.
Okay. I'm not sure. I don't think we've got cordless measurement here. Okay.
It's like a pickup truck of wood.
So it says he'd rather beat them with a partially frozen trout.
That's
nice.
Terrible.
No. Fess says, I checked the mining trainer today to train catamining. Mining. It said requires mining pick. Oh, really? Really? Okay, that's interesting. All right, okay. I don't think we've got anything else. So I think we shall do our thank yous. So I want to say, bear with me. So we want to say big thank yous to all of the Iron Elite. They are the people that help support the website, and we greatly appreciate that because it means... it gets the website sponsored and paid for, and it really helps. It really does, guys. So we thank you very, very much. Now, new this week, we have got Denarius 1985 and More Our TV. So thank you, guys. But let's read everyone for the... Iron Elite. So we have got Aleandris from who we had last week. So she is. So thank you. Azzy, Boz, Chupa, Crash Landing, Denarius that I just said, Dave DeHunter, Dino, Execute, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frasley, Sparkspan, Gazton, Granagus, Introvert, Genius, Cashbringer, Chris, Layla, Mora TV, Mrs. Rock Guru, Never Died, Nisi, O Canada, Onyx Hammer, PS Ducky, Rude De Bruin, Soylent Greener, Stir, thank you, Stir, Swing Cat, Taco Thalani, Tiber, aka Tiber. I can't do it like Stone. Sorry, Tiber. Toasty, Tully Bardeen, Terwinkle, Two Frog, Olminia, Unamethal, Winema, Zaya, and Zort. Thank you so much, guys and girls. We do really appreciate that. Okay, I want to say big thank you also to our mods who have been busy as always. So thanks, guys. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Stir, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you very much for all your help. We do appreciate it. Okay, big thanks to everyone who came out for the stream. We do appreciate it, so thank you. I didn't miss one, Stone, because I'm in charge. I'll do what I want. You should know that by now. Just saying. Okay, so the next show will be next Saturday, which is May the 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be doing something a little bit different next week. We're going to be having an Iron Elite special. So stay tuned.
What?
Yes, yes, you'll have to wait and see. All right, so I have to say a big thank you, Moon Daisy. Thank you so much for joining us today. So
you're welcome. I enjoyed coming.
Oh no, we greatly appreciate it. I was gonna say, can you tell everyone where they could find you or get in contact with you if you would like them? If you would like them to, that would be the main thing.
I guess Twitter at Moon Daisy is the easiest for most people.
Mm-hmm. That is easy.
That is absolutely. All right, and we will have the information up on the website. And which is wowchallenges.com. So you can also find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels there. And if you want to find where you can listen to us, please check out Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, as well as Stitcher Radio. If you want to send us in any tips, tricks, questions, puns, jokes, send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Stir, where can we find you?
Oh, I like to hang around on Discord. You'll find me there as Stir, usually in the mod box. I'm often on in the evenings and mornings, Eastern time. And then you can also find me on Worm Rest Accord in the WoW Iron Man Challenge, probably the number one iron guild on the planet. So many of our mods and other pros are there. So if you've got questions about leveling and stuff, just come find us on WoW Iron Man and we'll try to get you an answer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Great fun over there. And we appreciate, obviously, the Guild Coroner service that you run pretty much 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, if needed. So we appreciate that.
Yeah. Always fetching someone's tune. Yes. And oh, but, you know, we also try to arrange a nice service for them, like in Stormwind or over in the Horde area. So, mm-hmm. it's a free service. Yeah. Yes. Comes with the guild.
That's right. Absolutely. Okay, so where you can find Stone is on Twitter. You can check him out at Stonegrass, which is StoneGrasp, as well as on another show that we both like to do called Adventures in Azeroth, which we'll be recording very soon. You can find me on Twitter. I am at Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow, as well as my show. I have another one called Behind the Avatar, and you can check that out. Alrighty, a big thank you, as always, to Markonen and Epic Insanity, because Markonen did our intro, Epic did our outro, and we are truly grateful forever for them for that, and we love both of them very much. So Markonen on Twitter is at MarkonenWow, and Epic is at Epic_Insanity. Check out Epic's podcast, Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions, as well as that. Other than that, thank you both. Thank you, Stir, for hanging out with me today, and for Moon Daisy for coming and having a chat. We wish you all the very best, seriously, on your fishing. May the RNG gods be super helpful to you, like ASAP, and we wish you luck on your little baby iron as well.
Sounds thank good. You. Yep. Yeah, a lot of fun. Thanks for letting me co-host.
Oh, you're both welcome. All right, well, say goodbye to everyone. Everyone have a safe week. Let's do bye. The outro. Bye!
Bye!
Be safe.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Leta, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.